Hello, this is Jerry Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and for the next half hour I shall be reading to you from a list of sources as follows: the Arts and Living section from last Sunday's News and Observer, the current issue of the Independent Weekly, and the current issue of the Weekend section of the News and Observer, as well as coming events from Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. Let's start with the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music, Pinecone coming events, some of which are right on top of us, starting with this weekend. On Sunday, August 7th, Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest present Chapel Hill band Mandolin Orange in their duo configuration at the Great Outdoor Space at East Carroll Joyner Park. On Saturday, August 13th, Pinecone is honored to be part of the dedication ceremony for the new Cary Arts Center, located at the end of Academy Street in downtown Cary. Pinecone presents Larkin Poe, an exciting act who delivers an innovative fusion of newgrass, country, and folk with tight harmonies and outstanding musicianship. On Monday, August 15th, tickets go on sale to Pinecone members for the 2011-2012 Down Home Concert Series, which this year includes the Kruger Brothers, Taj Mahal, the Dukes, David Holt, Brian Sutton, and T. Michael Coleman as Deep River Rising, and more. Pinecone continues to promote ongoing participatory music jams and sessions that give community members the opportunity to take part in the music making. A bluegrass jam the second and fourth Monday of the month at the Busy Bee Cafe, an Irish music session every Sunday afternoon at Tiernanog, and a monthly Shape Note Sing the fourth Sunday afternoon of the month at the Friends Meeting House in Raleigh. These sessions are free and open to the public to join in or sit back and observe. Now, a little more on some of the Pinecone events coming up in the near future. As I said, on Sunday, August 7th, Pinecone and the town of Wake Forest present Mandolin Orange at the East Carroll Joyner Park, 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. Admission is free, and the time is from 5 until 7 p.m. once again on Sunday. Mandolin Orange is a duo featuring songwriter Andrew Marlin and vocalist-instrumentalist Emily France. Marlin plays guitar, mandolin, harmonica, and sings vocals, while France provides fiddle, rhythm guitar, harmony, and occasional lead vocals. Marlin is self-taught. France began her music training on the violin using the Suzuki method before breaking off to try her bow at Bluegrass. They perform a free concert in Wake Forest, East Carroll, Joyner Park on Sunday, August 7th from 5 until 7. Pinecone and the town of Cary present Larkin Poe as part of the dedication ceremony for the new Cary Arts Center. That will take place on Saturday, August 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cary Arts Center, 101 Dry Avenue in Cary. The admission is free. For more information on each of these events, go to www.pinecone.org. But Pinecone is honored to present Larkin Poe, a duo of soul-singing, songwriting sisters, and past members of the Lavelle Sisters, as part of the Cary Arts Center dedication ceremony on August 13th. The dedication festivities get underway at 9 o'clock in the morning with exhibits, performances, class samplers, make-and-take activities for the kids, and building tours. Larkin Poe will perform beginning at 7:30 p.m. All of the day's events are free and open to the public. Now, if you want to plan your 2011-2012 Pinecone concert series, here are some information and some dates that are pretty far out, but something to think about. The venues for the concert series are the Fletcher Theater and Maimondi Concert Hall, located at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at 2 East South Street in Raleigh. October 6, 2011 at 8 p.m., The Good Lovelies in the Fletcher Theater. October 9, 2011 at 7 p.m., Hot Rise at Maimondi Concert Hall. On November 3, 2011 at 8 p.m., The Kruger Brothers in the Fletcher Theater. The series, which begins on October 6th with Canadian folk trio The Good Lovelies, who will make their North Carolina debut right here in Raleigh. Their debut album won a Juno Award, the Canadian equivalent of a Grammy last year, for Roots Traditional Album of the Year. The Kruger Brothers, originally from Europe and now living in North Carolina, bring their unique take on Americana music to Fletcher Theater in November. Their original music, composed by Jens Kruger, recent Blue Ridge Music Hall of Fame inductee, is unpretentious, cultivated, and delightfully fresh. Once again, these dates are far out, but it's something to think about and maybe planning to attend. Now, moving on to other upcoming events. Norman Connors will appear at the Prime Smokehouse at 3000 Rock Quarry Road at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock on Friday, August the 5th, and on Saturday, August the 6th. The cost is $23, and for details, go to www.primesmokehouse.com or telephone 521-8453. That's Norman Connors. In the North Philadelphia Public Housing Project, where singer-composer Norman Connors grew up, his family's unit was known as the Music House. "We had piano, microphones, drums," Connors said. The kids living at the Richard Allen houses knew that they were welcome to make a racket at Connors' home, whether they, on any level, were instrumentalists. They were clear that the Connors household was ardently musical and that their playmate's mom treated him to Saturday matinees at the Earl Theater, where such stratospheric stars as Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and Lionel Hampton were on the marquee. His six-year-old brain had, in its way, realized that his mother was putting him up close to special people, world travelers, who created their own style of music and let no one distract them. At age 13, Connors met Miles Davis. At age 16, he played with John Coltrane, and that helped confirm that music was his life's path, said drummer-percussionist Connors, who will perform, as I said, this weekend at Prime Smokehouse in Raleigh. "I started out going that way," he added, explaining that jazz was his launching pad. "That was my thing. I was into being a great drummer, and I realized I had some other talents in producing." The roster of those he has produced and granted it a rarefied stardom include Angela Bofill, Gene Karn, Michael Henderson, Phyllis Hyman. "They call me the king of the quiet storm," says Connors, noting the affinity that late-night DJs had for those vocalists. The weekend shows will blend both of Connors' musical traditions. On that playlist will be such old-school jazz-influenced rhythm and blues staples as "You Are My Starship" and "Valentine Love," and straight-ahead jazz legend Coltrane's "Nema." At the height of Connors' career during the 1970s and 1980s, he did about 80 concerts a year, he says. Now he does about 40, including shows hosted by venues similar to Prime Smokehouse. These smaller performance spaces have been crucial to his livelihood. "I'm a band leader who sings. I've always had certain orchestrations in my head. I've always had a certain sound," says Connors, who will be performing in Raleigh with trumpeter Tom Brown. Brown, entertainment booker for the Dinner Theater, says he's collaborating with all the headlining artists in a summer series of jazz and rhythm and blues greats. Once again, that's Norman Connors appearing Friday, August 5th, and Saturday, August 6th, at the Prime Smokehouse at 3000 Rock Quarry Road. Two shows each night, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. In EZB Productions, One Woman Cabaret, In One Era and Out the Other, Serena Eberhardt sings her way through the major events that shaped the 20th century. Patriotic songs, pop tunes, and popular standards combined with multimedia imageries to tell the story. That's at the Deep Dish Theater, University Mall, Chapel Hill, on Friday, August 5th, and on through Sunday, August the 6th. Tickets are $12 to $19. For more information, call 968-1515 or go to deepdishtheater.org. Starting on Friday, August the 5th through Sunday, August the 7th, Shakespeare's As You Like It, presented by Applause, Cary Youth Theater and Free Association Theater Ensemble. Those performances will take place at the new Cary Arts Center starting at 8 p.m. on Friday, August 5th, and on Saturday, August 6th at 3 p.m., and on Sunday, August 7th. I'm sorry, those times again. Friday, August 5th, and Saturday, August 6th at 8 p.m., and on Sunday, August 7th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $10 to $15. For more information, call 1-800-514-3849 or go to www.etix.com. At the Cocobooth Amphitheater, which is located at 8003 Regency Parkway in Cary, on Monday, August the 8th, Death Cab for Cutie, Frightened Rabbit, will be appearing. That's Monday, August the 8th at 7 p.m., Cocobooth Amphitheater. Tickets cost from $32 to $37. For details, go to boothamphitheater.com or catscradle.com. A little more about that performance from today's News and Observer. It says, last month, the members of Death Cab for Cutie got an up-close look at something they dearly wish they hadn't seen when a stage collapsed in a storm. It happened in Ottawa, Canada, during a performance by Cheap Trick, and Death Cab was scheduled to go on next. Miraculously, no one was killed. More than a month later, calling from his car on the way to the airport to resume touring, Death Cab drummer Jason McCurr still sounded shaken. I feel like somebody I know was in a car accident, and I'm going to see them at the hospital, he said. So I'll see my drums, check for scars and bruises. I've gotten word that things seem okay, but nobody really knows for sure. We lost some equipment that got crushed, and everything else was sitting in the rain for 3 or 4 days afterward because of the insurance investigation. But we had been standing on the side of the stage 2 minutes earlier watching Cheap Trick, McGurr added. Then the clouds got dark, and we got off of it, which was a good thing. We were about 30 feet away when it happened. It was insane. Very few things can make you feel as powerless as Mother Nature. Time moves very slowly, but you have to have, but you still have no time to react. We can only hope for fair skies and nothing stronger than gentle breezes when Death Cab for Cutie plays Cary's Booth Amphitheater on Monday night, August the 8th. The tour is a showcase for the band's latest album, Codes and Keys, Atlantic Records, which offers the band's open-hearted sentiments with dark overtones and atmospherically moody pop. As usual, frontman Ben Gibbard's vulnerable voice is Death Cab's most recognizable sonic signature. Codes and Keys is a transitional effort which comes through in some of the lyrics, and if you feel just like a tourist in the city you were born, then it's time to go. But much of the transition happened on a personal level behind the scenes. Two members of the band have gotten married since Death Cab's last album, 2008's Narrow Stairs, including Gibbert's marriage to singer-actress Zooey Deschanel. McCarr became a father. A lot has happened to everyone, and there are definitely those small directional codes signifying where home is, McGurr says. There are a lot of themes of home on the record. We all interface with codes and keys every day, whether accessing voicemail or unlocking your house. At this point in our career and personal lives, there's a code to being happy and positive. But that comes out of Ben's lyrics. It's where we were coming from, but I still feel funny trying to describe or define that. Once again, it's Death Cab for Cutie at 7 p.m. Monday, August the 8th, at the Coca Booth Amphitheater in Cary. And once again, if you want to do a little planning, this is a rundown of some of the events coming up over the next several months at various venues in the area. On October 20th, Willie Nelson and family live in concert in the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are now on sale at dpacnc.com or call 919-680-2787. Which is the DPAC, or call the DPAC Ticket Center or Ticketmaster. That's Willie Nelson and family live in concert on October 20th, 2011. And also at the Durham Performing Arts Center, but a little later in the year, on December 15th, Kenny G, his 2011 holiday show. Tickets are now on sale for that performance. And once again, dpacnc.com. Or call 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center, or Ticketmaster. And the Duke performances for the 2011 and 2012 season at various venues at Duke University include the following. On Friday, October 14th at 8 p.m. in Reynolds Theater, Bascu, Coyote, and Nigoni Ba. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's at Reynolds Theater on October 14th. A little earlier on Friday, September 30th, in Page Auditorium, Zakir Hussain and Rakesh Charesia. Once again, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. On Wednesday, October 26th, at 8 p.m. in Reynolds Theater, Felipe Jaruski and Apollo's Fire. On Saturday, November 5th at 8 p.m. in Reynolds Theater, Bill Frisell, The Great Flood. And into December, on Friday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. in the Page Auditorium, Carolina Chocolate Drops Luminescent Orchestra. Buy tickets for four shows at one time and get 25% off your total purchase. For tickets, call 919-684-4444. Or go to the DukePerformances.org. That would be www.DukePerformances.org. Okay, now going back to the Coca Booth Amphitheater, a rundown of their upcoming events. We've already mentioned a couple. Friday, August the 5th and Saturday, August the 6th, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. Tickets are now on sale. Go to www.boothamphitheater.com. Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival on Friday, August 5th and Saturday, August 6th. As I've already mentioned, on Monday, August the 8th at 7 p.m., Death Cab for Cutie. On Thursday, August the 11th at 7:30 p.m., Alison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas. Tickets are on sale now. On Sunday, August the 14th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Anniversario del Rey the 8th. Tickets are on sale now. $20 for adults. Kids 10 and under get in free. On Thursday, August 17th at 7 p.m., Wake Med Cary Hospital presents Movies by Moonlight, and the movie that night will be Outsourced. Tickets available on the night of the show, $3 for adults, and kids under age 12 get in free. Picnics are welcome. On September 16th, Styx, STYX. On August the 25th through the 28th, I've already mentioned this before, at 8 p.m., I'm thinking of another Shakespeare play. But on August the 25th to the 28th, a special live production in the Coca Booth Amphitheater of a Midsummer Night's Dream. Tickets on sale now. $15 general admission, $25 tables advance, $50 for a four-pack on the lawn. On Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., Movies by Moonlight, Rebel Without a Cause. Tickets available the night of their show. On Thursday, September the 8th at 7 p.m., Movies by Moonlight, True Grit. And as I mentioned, on Friday, September 16th at 7 p.m., Styx, S-T-Y-X. On Monday, September 19th at 6 p.m., Ray LaMontagne and the Pariah Dogs with Brandy Carlile. Tickets on sale now, $49.50 for reserved tables, $39.50 for general admission on the lawn. Once again, this is at the Coca Booth Amphitheater, and for information, go to boothamphitheater.com. That's www.boothamphitheater.com. And at the North Carolina Museum of Arts location, Arts in the Museum Park, on Saturday, August the 6th, Leo Kottke, that's K-O-T-T-K-E, will be appearing starting at 8 p.m. Tickets are $22 and up. And on Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m., Battlefield Band and the Illusionist, that's a music and movie combo, Battlefield Band and the Illusionist. Saturday, August 13th at 7 p.m., tickets are $18. That's at the Arts in the Museum Park. It's the Joseph M. Bryan Jr. Theater in the Museum Park, located at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. And in the Raleigh Amphitheater, located in downtown Raleigh, the Bud Light City Fest, on August 27th, Live's Ed Kowalczyk. On September 17th, Better Than Ezra. And on October the 1st, Rusted Root. Five Saturdays, two more shows to be announced soon. Tickets are $5. That's the Bud Light City Fest at the Raleigh Amphitheater. For more information, go to BudLightCityFest.com, BudLightCityFest.com. At the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham on October 26th, the Jayhawks will be appearing. Tickets go on sale on Friday, August the 5th, Ticketmaster. The Carolina Theater in downtown Durham is located at 309 West Morgan Street. The phone number is 919-560-3030. And at City Plaza in downtown Raleigh on Friday, September 9th, Drive-By Truckers will be appearing at 5:30 p.m. For tickets, go to www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. That's Drive-By Truckers, Friday, September 9th, at the City Plaza in downtown Raleigh at 5:30 p.m. Appearing that same night at the City Plaza in downtown Raleigh on Friday, September 9th, is Guided by Voices. Once again, tickets are on sale now at www.hopscotchmusicfest.com. Guided by Voices, Friday, September 9th, City Plaza in downtown Raleigh, along with Drive-By Truckers at the City Plaza, which is the old Fayetteville Street Mall in downtown Cary. And let's go back to what's taking place at the Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh on Saturday, August the 6th. Ben E. King may have come of age in Harlem, but the Stand By Me hitmaker was born just down the road in Henderson, North Carolina. The soul music icon and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and museum member has spent decades on the road since those early days, touring the country as a member of the Five Crowns and then as lead singer for the Drifters. He led the band to smash hits with his This Magic Moment, Save the Last Dance, and I Count the Tears, and then claimed the spotlight for himself with solo smashes Spanish Harlem and Stand By Me. For this concert, King will be joined by So Much in Love Balladeers, The Original Times, and Shirley Alston Reeves, co-founder of the Shirelles. This Magic Moment starts at 8 p.m. with tickets, that's 8 p.m. on Saturday, August the 6th, with tickets running from $21.70 to $38.90. That's Saturday, August 6th at the Maimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh. On Tuesday, August the 9th at the Raleigh Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Kesha, K-E-S-H-A. Against most odds, Kesha has successfully entered the third phase of her popularity, elevating her from a performer who seemed destined to be a footnote to, dare I say, an artist quickly building a big catalog and a reassuring persona. The world first met Kesha and the other voice on Flo Rida's strip club anthem Right Round. Her currency-anchored monomonym didn't come into popular use until several months later when she released TikTok, a party song that seemed destined for the one-hit wonder dustbins. That is Tuesday, August the 9th, in downtown Raleigh at the Raleigh Amphitheater. On Wednesday, August the 10th in Raleigh, Quail Ridge Books and Music. Rob Dunn will appear. North Carolina State Professor Rob Dunn is an unabashed popular science writer, and his most recent book, The Wild Life of Our Bodies, takes on an intriguing but contrarian premise. Where most writing about human health focuses on becoming more disease-free, pure, and more resistant to the inexorable process of decay and death, Dunn looks at the price of such self-modification. His first example is an eye-catching one. He suggests that a new ailment as Crohn's disease is a consequence of ridding our bodies of worms. Doctors treating the ailment have found success by rewilding the bodies of the sufferers, that is, introducing worms into their natural human hosts. Elsewhere, Dunn promises to answer such questions as why children tend to be born at night and why some cultures tend to be more xenophobic than others. He reads Wednesday, August the 10th at 7:30 p.m. Visit quailridgebooks.com. Dunn also visits Broad Street Cafe in Durham on Tuesday, August the 9th at 7 p.m. as part of the cafe's monthly Periodic Tables Science Series. And at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro at 300 East Main Street, Friday, August the 5th, Brother Esau with the Infidels celebrating the music and the mystique of the Grateful Dead. That's Friday, August the 5th. On Saturday, August the 6th, Chatham County Line with Justin Robinson and the Mary Annettes. On Tuesday, August the 9th, Kurt Vile and the Violators with True Widow and Old Bricks. On Wednesday, August the 10th, Toad the Wet Sprocket. And on Friday, August 19th and 20th, Archers of Loaf. We've run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jerry Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time. Thank you for listening.